Education. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Ah, yes, it's tax season, and if you haven't gotten around and you plan on using some software or the internet or e-file or any of those things, that's what we're talking about today. If you have any questions, 602-277-5827. Oddly enough, we've got a couple of lines open, which is very unusual.
Highly unusual.
You don't have to necessarily have a tax software question or tax program question.
It would need to have something to do with technology and computers, though, since that's kind of...
We could wing it.
All right, call with whatever.
I've heard Dr. Art use the word exacerbate.
We can use that word on the air?
Yes.
They don't have to bleep it?
No.
Huh. Who would know?
Yeah. So, we're ready for any of that stuff, huh?
Yeah, we'll try some medical stuff.
Nah, stick to what we go. Let's talk to Bob, who's got a question. Is it a Norton question, Bob?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, by the way, before we get to your question, what's your? Do you use tax software, tax programs, anything you can share with the listeners that might help them?
Well, I found the information you gave about downloading the software from the internet and only paying for what you use very interesting. And I've been kind of scared of it because I've got a few limited partnerships, and that gets complicated.
Sure. And well, what's nice about some of these new ones is without paying anything, you can like almost practice.
Uh-huh.
You know, and at the end, if you like the results, it's kind of like...
Yeah, the TurboTax for the web one is great. You can go in and you could try doing your entire thing, and at the end go, you know what?
Too scared.
I don't know that I trust this. I think I'm going to go see the tax guy. And then just not pay, and you can delete your profile, or you can save it, or whatever you want to do. But you don't pay till the end, so you can go through and you can decide based on actually trying it. Try before you buy, you know, like test driving it.
Boy,
and you can
great.
Do the entire thing up until the point where you file or try to print.
Or what a lot of people do in your situation is they test their CPA against the software 1 year to see, you know what? It's not that complicated, and they do have this stuff. Or, you know what? I'm so glad I'm using my CPA.
That guy's a good deal.
You know what I mean? It's very inexpensive to be able to test that. It's free to test it from a standpoint of seeing it on the screen, but you could actually, if you buy the return... You could print it out and take it in and just or compare it afterwards. So anyway, keep all that in mind moving forward.
My guess is as the more complicated you get and if you start having several businesses and things like that, that there's no exchange, there's no substitution for a person that really does a good job. There's no piece of software that's going to do it. It's just like in our business, there's software out there that will fix every problem and ailment known to man. Supposedly, but, you know, there's no substitution for bringing it into some place that really knows what they're doing and them going through it properly. And I'm sure this applies in the tax world as well.
So anyway, give that a shot, Bob. What was your question this week?
Well, anyway, when I run my Norton scan, I used to scan 104 files. Now I'm scanning half that many on a complete scan.
104?
I thought there were, I'm sorry, I think it was 104,000.
Yeah, I was going to
sounds
say,
a little better.
Yeah, I was going to
167,000.
104, okay. Well, I mean, there's a possibility that at one point... Have you done any disk maintenance lately?
No, not really. Whenever I go to defrag the disk or anything, it says it doesn't need it.
What about, like, disk cleanup where you get rid of all your temporary internet files?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because if you had, you might have had a huge log of files in your temporary internet files.
Uh-huh.
So the best way to know for sure is if you go in and do a manual scan and tell it to scan all files...
Now, will I tell Norton to do that?
Yes.
I've done that. That's what I do. I hit full scan. And
full scan, if you just hit the full scan, there's actually settings for that full scan.
Uh-huh.
So you need to go into that. Do you have more than one hard drive?
No.
Okay. Do you have more than one partition?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well,
is there more than one drive letter that represents space for a hard drive? Does that make sense?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, I mean, have you gotten the urge to purge lately and gotten rid of a bunch of stuff, or you're not? You're saying that nothing's changed and suddenly the number of files that it's scanning has changed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things that could have happened is, Norton, you know, that you get these constant updates.
Uh-huh.
So the setting that determines exactly what files, you know, you see that full scan. Full scan does not mean it's going to scan every file.
Uh-huh.
Full scan just means that it's going to do whatever the settings in the full scan settings configuration is at that moment.
If you want to get an idea of how many files are on your entire, let's say, for example, C drive, if you were to open up my computer, then double-click on the C drive so it shows all the folders and files and things.
Uh-huh.
Highlight all of them, and you can do that by clicking on Edit and Select All, or Control-A.
Okay.
Then right-click on that entire selection and say Properties.
Okay.
It'll take a few minutes. It'll start counting. It'll tell you the total number of files and folders and the total space that it takes up.
Okay.
So that might help you get a good idea of a comparison number.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Good luck with that, Bob.
Bye.
We got to take a quick break here. It's News Radio 620 KTR. Ken and Brandon, we are the Data Doctors. 602-277-5827 is the number.